I'm declaring they're back, and we're getting a lot of holes and a lot of thunder in the background from texts and emails. Now, come on. Adelaide thumped St Kilda by 86 points. You can only beat who you can beat on the given day, Bone.
Correct.
Their first win for the year. They played as a team. Everybody played their role for four quarters. Our next guest, look, he's a star. Elusive, talented, excitement machine. I think a little bit too unselfish, to be quite frank with you. He joins us now, Eddie Betts. Eddie, thanks for your time.
Well, good boys. How are you?
10 score involvements, 4 goal assists. You gave Matty Wright 2 absolute gimmies. I hope he bought you a couple of beers last night on the plane, Eddie.
You'll have to give me a coffee this week.
A coffee? Is that what you do there? You buy each other coffees?
Yeah. No beers, mate. No beers.
Good man. Hey, yourself, Jay Pott and Crouch, you had the big Gatorade shower singing the club song after the game. Did you know the words? Did you sing it out loud?
Yeah, I did know the words, obviously because I grew up bragging for Adelaide Crows.
You did too.
Getting the Powerade chucked over me or the Gatorade wasn't good. A very sticky day afterwards.
You just really looked like a team yesterday, worked hard for each other, genuinely excited for each other, and you showed that real spirit. I thought you were great just bringing players into the game. It was a huge turnaround, Eddie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, everyone, like you said, played their part, and, you know, we made a focus going into the game, you know, make your teammate best on ground, you know what I mean? So if you be unselfish and help your teammates out, you know, it's going to make us a better team.
It's an interesting one, Eddie. Did you feel like that had been part of the game, and did Brenton Sanderson notice that had dropped off?
Pardon, sorry, what was that?
Had that part of your game, that unselfishness and that, you know, bringing your teammates into the game, had that dropped off in the first 3 weeks?
Nah, not really. I think, you know, the first 3 weeks, you know, teams have scored on our turnovers.
Yep.
And it was just our disposal, and we're hitting the ball inside and missing kicks, missing easy kicks, and they were just going straight down and scoring on us. So we trained this week and we made a big focus on, you know, having a lot of pressure at training and going for them same kicks and hitting them so we can do it match, you know, your tempo. And
yep.
It was good. It really really showed on the weekend, and we started hitting them kicks. And as you've seen it, when we hit the kicks, it just opened up the whole corridor and we just went straight through.
I thought it was really interesting. I mean, the kicking part of it was very significant. When you saw the stats, and we read them out earlier, that I think it was 40 times you went long, but nearly 120 times you went short. So was that a pre-match plan and an objective for you, maybe not to go so long, but to really make a conscious effort to hit that target?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all going to be outnumbered down in our forward line. So
yep.
We always had to focus on finding the free. Hit the free, find the free. So... you know, that's what we did, and it showed in our stats.
First time the forward line looked really, really dangerous, and you've mentioned it a little bit. The team's delivery inside 50 was far better this week. You hit those lead-ups. You really valued that last possession inside 50, Eddie, and I think that was a big part of it. But also time spent inside 50, I think your defensive pressure, you had 17 tackles inside 50, a season high. And they go hand in glove, don't they?
Yeah, it was good. Like, that was our focus going in, you know, to put the pressure on. We knew that the St Kilda defenders would turn it over if our heat's good. So, and we put Rory Laird down there, a little lady, so to add a bit more pace and speed and pressure down there. And, you know, like you said, I think we had 17 inside 50 tackles and a lot of stoppages and 11 individual goal kickers, which was good.
Fantastic. Did you feel the forward line worked a little better together, Eddie?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we... more so this week, we block for each other, we help each other out. Whenever someone run past us, you know, we'll just stand in their opponent's way and just give him that extra 1 metre. And we did that a lot this week.
Hey, Eddie, well, one of Brenton Sanderson's comments over the last couple of years, and we've been speaking a little bit about it tonight, is that good teams don't tag, but Sam Kerridge tags. And when Sam Kerridge tags, he does a really nice job and did a really important sacrificial role on Lee Montagna yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Kedge, you know, with his role, and he's the type of player that, you know, can go and shut them dangerous players away. And, you know, I'll be looking forward to doing that again this week. But it's important, you know, that we help him out as well. You know, if we see Montagna free, we have to roll over and help Kedge out as well.
You would have copped that a few times, and certainly not maybe as an on, but as a small forward, you're getting a heavy negating role played on you week in, week out. How do you handle it? What do you do to try and shake it?
Yeah, well, that's I talk to the big guys. You know, J-Pod, JJ down there, even Pup, so Jarvis Trenko, sorry. We like just to help out each other and run past them, and they would just step in my way and give me a block.
A solid block, obviously.
Yeah, which is good. But sometimes I get a taller opponent, so I like to get up the ground a little bit and lose them in traffic up there and spit out at the back.
But you can still do that. I mean, that's still, the umpires have taken a lot of that physicality out of the game, but that part of the game, if you do it fairly, is still a really important part of it, getting your teammates to do their bit, sacrifice their role, and lay a bit of physical pressure on a tag is very important, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is, and it makes the defenders think next time. Like, if I'm running towards Joshy Jenkins and he hit my opponent, it's going to have him thinking, oh, Jesus, Josh is going to hit me again.
Hey, D-Mac, probably his best game for the club for some time. Jeez, he was dangerous, Eddie.
Yeah, he was. He's fantastic. You know, he reminds me of Kate Simpson of Carlton. You know, he's very quiet, but when he goes out there, he gives it his all, and he's very courageous as well. You know, going back, I think, back with the Flyers there in that fourth quarter, I think it was.
Yeah,
no, it was very good, D-Mac.
His run and carry, I think he went at about 89% with his leg, didn't miss any tackles. He was fantastic. Hey, your mate Saucy Jacobs set the game up. He was fantastic in ruck with his 32 hit-outs, 12 to advantage. He's sitting under the radar a little bit. I just reckon when he plays really well, I reckon the team does, Eddie. He sets them up, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And, you know, he gives our midfielders, first use of the ball, really, just because he's that dominant up in the air. And I was just saying to Dermy just not long ago that I reckon Saucy's, you know, one of the best ruck taps in the competition. And like you said, he's a big key to our success. And if he plays well and give our midfielders, you know, first touch of the ball, we should win a few games.
Hey, enjoying your footy here, Eddie. You're looking like you're enjoying it.
It's good. It's good. It's very exciting. We didn't start that well, but, you know, around the place it's been upbeat. We haven't been, you know, down on ourselves as well. Had confidence that, you know, we can bounce back, we can do it. It showed in patches in the game, and we're really, I'm really enjoying it. It's really looking forward to it. So we'll see how we go over the next few weeks.
I loved how unselfish you were bringing players into the game. I think it was...
no, you didn't.
No. Well, I think there was a couple he could have kicked, but it was great he was getting players in. I remember back with Fev in 2008, and he was trying to get to 100. I think he needed 8, and he ended up kicking 7.
Yeah,
I reckon you gave him 5, Eddie.
I think that was against Hawthorn, I think it was. Everyone back. They were up by 100 points, and they just flooded everyone back and denied him his 100.
Yeah, but I love it because it's infectious. You legitimately are as excited for your teammate to succeed or get a goal as you actually kicking it. And that is an infectious part of your game. I think the last 5 years, your stats are one of the best, I think number one, for goal assists inside 50 and tackles inside 50. Is that true? You enjoy giving off more than kicking them? Surely not.
Nah, not really. I love to kick goals. Everyone loves to kick goals.
Of course they do.
But yeah, I love as you've seen, I love passing the ball. I love bringing my teammates into it. And it's not only that, but if teammates do a good tackle, you know, we get over and or good smother like Pup did on the weekend, get over and, you know, give them a shake on the bum or the head and say good work and they'll go do it again.
And that sense of team just is infectious. We have a Phil Hoffman goal of the day, and we generally get to the game and we just pencil you in. We just put it in HB pencil, not in texter, but pencil. But Pup's goal, that was just a ripper, Eddie. Were you somewhere near there, that little scrubby, little wobbly one that he slotted through?
Yeah, I was actually the closest there. I was asking for the hand. And then when I see it go through, I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry, give me the hand.
Didn't give. Tell us what it was like in the rooms after the game, because it's been a long time coming, taking the four rounds, and there's been emotion around the place, on and off the field. The coach had a big week. There'd been a lot of talk. It was time for action. Was there a genuine sense of relief after the game in the rooms?
Yeah, no, it was good. Like, we just sat back and spoke about a few things as players during the game and spoke who stood out and who did the sacrificial acts and all that. And, yeah, no, it was a good feeling. Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Hopefully, I can get a lot more.
Was there anything that you didn't do or any area that you've got to improve on? I mean, they still got a reasonable amount of footy inside their forward 50. I thought your defence held up very, very well.
Yeah, well, we just needed to spread a little bit more as mids. We were seeing that St Kilda were, as soon as they win the ball, they would spread their mids and they'll be outside of our mids, and that's where they just get the easy overlap and the inside 50. But I'm pretty sure we'll work on that this week, and then we'll put it into game on Sunday.
Yeah, big game, GWS, Easter Sunday. We've got a little cue to call with a little Eddie Betts sound grab, and we've got doubles to give away. You look at Carlton now, 0-4. Do you think they're missing you, Eddie?
that's tough. I obviously feel for the boys. You know, being there for 9 years, I'm a life member. I hate to see them lose. And just watching that game on the weekend, it hurt. You know, it hurt the fans as well. You know, what can you do? I think now they just have to just go out and play with freedom and just believe in each other and have trust and have fun.
No, well said. Your little mate, Jeffy Garlett, I couldn't believe Mick dropped him. We're speaking to him tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can try and get him back in the team. Was he upset, little Jeffy?
Yeah, well, he was. You know, he hates to be dropped. But I didn't really speak to him. I spoke to him just for a little bit, but I'm sure that he'll bounce back and get back up and get back in the seniors. I was pretty surprised with Wadey as well. Hopefully he'll get back in the team as well.
Well, mate, you got GWS at Adelaide Oval. Light it up. I've declared the teams back. I know Sando and you internally haven't, but when you play as a team, you play with spirit, you all play your role. Everything else just falls into line, mate. Well done. You're an excitement machine, Eddie, and thanks for your time.
No, thank you, boys.
Good on you, Eddie.
Eddie Betts.